Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. -2 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 1 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. -2 degrees.
Good morning, Chris.
A little bit of a late start this morning. But, I'm in Bay City. 3 degrees out. Burr. Supposed to be cold this week too, so. How's the snow shoveling go down there?
We only got about 2 inches. Wasn't bad down here. It was all going up north. How did you end up doing? How much snow did you get? I know they were saying like 5 or 6 for you guys. Traverse City, they were saying like 6 to 10. This week coming up, we're supposed to get snow in the middle of the week and then snow this weekend again.
We got like 7 or 8 inches up north. We're up at the cottage. And, yeah, it was mostly drifting and all. High winds, 60-mile-an-hour winds coming off the lake. And we had some drifts up in Yin Yang. But as far as the snowfall, I think we've probably got about, maybe 7 inches. But with drifting, it was probably over a foot. Some areas it was deeper, 2 foot. Well, we had a good time. Stoked up the wood stove, you know, and yeah, it felt good. Nice hot heat. fool around with, got a radio up there for ACOP. Fool around that up there for a while. Other than that, that's about it. It was pretty low key. Walked out on the ice in front of the cottage. It wasn't, for some strange reason, it wasn't hard. It was all milky light. Flush. I walked out probably about 25 feet from the break wall. But across the lake there was seven shanties sitting there. Guys ice fishing. So obviously it must have been more set over there than it was inland over our way. Spring fed, so he was pushing up a lot of warmer water from the earth, you know. Anyways, yeah, we're in Bay City. Just pulled into town here. Don't have too much further to go. KB8RVP, KB8LD, how you feeling?
Oh, feeling great. Feeling great, no problems here. Well, how much snow did you get at home when you got home from up north?
Carolyn shoveled the snow for us. So it was all shoveled. She said we probably got about 5 to 6 inches. Thank God it was all light, fluffy stuff. That's how it was up north too. You go to throw a shovel full and you got 5 shovels back in your face from the from it blowing so hard up there. It was like a snow squall. Literally, you couldn't see probably about 100 feet in front of you.
KB8RVP. Well, there's a couple of guys I watch on YouTube, weather guys, and they do the whole forecast for the country. They said there's 4 storms going to be coming through. We already got one. There's a big one that's going to be going through, like, Tennessee, Nashville, Knoxville, down through there this week. They could get 4 to 8 inches of rain. They could have substantial flooding. There's like atmospheric rivers coming through California, Oregon. Yeah, it just keeps coming across, one after the next, and we got them coming. Might be even one next week too, so they're just keeping an eye on it. But earlier this winter, all the storms were going south of us. The heavy snow was going through Ohio and Tennessee and Virginia and up the East Coast. But now it's coming across in our neck of the woods, so we'll see how much we get midweek and how much we get this weekend. KB8RVP.
KB8 on the F mobile. Rain, huh? Train. Crazy Mother Nature. Well, my friend, I'm almost to work, so we got about less than a quarter of a mile to go. So glad you're doing better. And everything's working well. you have a good day today. Happy Monday. KP8RV's KP8, I'll be off. I'll be clearing your final.
All right, Chris, thanks for the shout and the update over the weekend. Glad you guys had a good time. Always nice to come home and have your driveway shoveled and not have to do it up north and when you come home, especially if you come home late. All right, have a good day at work. Glad you're feeling better, too. 7-3, KB8RVP.
I had the flu last week. I don't know if you knew that. That was quite the experience. Yeah, I was surprised that the driveway was shoveled out, because usually she's not too ambitious. But that was nice. All right, I'm here. Yippee-yi-yay. KBRVP. KAAL, the mobile.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 3 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 3 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 2 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 18 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 22 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
K2YDO mobile and listening.
K8ETL mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring. Space DC Zulu. Transmitting station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. You came in incredibly choppy. I did not catch a call sign. KFA DC Zulu. KF8KCZ, correct? Because you're still coming in strong and choppy. Thank you very much. The call sign is Kilo Franco 8 Delta Charlie Zulu. All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Charlie Zulu. That transmission was better, but you're still choppy and there's still static in your transmission. If I kick the power up just a little bit, maybe this sounds a little better. It does. You are coming in strong, but it's not as choppy as it was. So, yeah, definitely a little better. Currently mobile in Frankenmuth, Michigan, so might be a stretch. And they're moving, but I am going south towards Flint, so it may get clearer as I get closer to Clio. Okay, yeah, I noticed the quality changed there during that transmission, so that makes a lot of sense. But you know, I'm south of Lapeer, heading west, home from work, so I'm not too far from the repeater. Did you think you were in Lapeer? Affirmative. I'm just south of the Lapeer machine. The Flint one and the Lapeer are linked together with a few others in the area, so that's why I'm assuming you're coming in on the Flint one. Yes, that's what I am. I used to live in here, well, actually in Columbiaville, up on Barnes Lake for quite a while, about 20 years ago. I had a technician's license, and I used to talk on the 2-meter repeater when I was down there, but a lot of things have changed. I'm getting familiar with the linking system. I'm going to have to go on the computer and figure out which ones are linked to which repeater. Central Michigan Emergency Network, Charlie, Mike, Echo, November. They do have their own website. And off the top of my head, I know it's Bay City, Lansing, Fenton, Lapeer, Flint, and I think there's one other that I am forgetting. There's like 6 or 7 of them all linked. And again, they do have their own website. It's Central Michigan Emergency Network. So you can do a little research when you get the time.
Well, you did something there towards the end and you came in really strong. Yes, I am going to have to do that this afternoon, probably.
Yeah, I'm on the move, too, so my signal quality is... It depends on where I am, too. I just came out of a clearance. I mean, out of a bunch of trees, so into a more open area. And I have a really good antenna on my car right now.
Gotcha. I paid more for my antenna on my truck than I did for the radio. I used to have a 5/8 wave antenna that I was going to put on my truck. About one of those any-tone radios for about 125 decibels. Just to get out in the air after I got the center, renewed my license and go to put the antenna on my truck. And for some reason, magnets don't work on an aluminum truck. I didn't know my Ford F-150 was total aluminum, but I guess she is. It cost me more money for the cranking to hook onto the side of the truck. Your transmission got worse towards the end there, but no, I know about Ford being aluminum. Yeah, your magnet ain't going to work on that. But no, I'm running a 5-inch wave antenna myself, and I'm on a five watt handheld, and I'm probably as of right now a good 4 or 5 miles southwest of the repeater, and where I live is about 7 miles away from the repeater. So I can hit it clearly from my driveway. Thing in my car, so I'm very glad I have my antenna, because it's pretty good. Yep, it's working for you. That is good news. And again, I'm running a 5-watt handheld. And this is what I ran ever since I got licensed back in April of last year. I do have an actual mobile radio, I just haven't had the time nor the finances to actually get it installed in my car.
Yes, sir, I understand. Let me take this install. I just ran on the side of the road in Atlanta, Georgia, at an radio outlet. Just bought a few parts on my way to Florida. And I was up and running. But I was surprised about the magnetic coming by the shot. I wasn't thinking.
It got really staticky towards the end of that transmission to the point where it was almost unreadable.
Well, I'm going to back out then and give you a 73 and we'll talk at you another time.
All right, I'm almost home, so it works out. So KF8DCZ, this is W8FFR 73. I will talk to you in the future. And clear this frequency.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly clear. 22 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 18 degrees.
W8RQS. W8RQS monitoring. W8RQS.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 11 degrees.